This is North Shore Today for Monday, June 5, 2017. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, Ipswich School Committee members have been asked multiple times to reconsider merging the town's two elementary schools, and they're going to be asked again. At a special town meeting on June 27, residents will decide whether to spend $250,000 to alter designs for a combined 775-student school at the current Doyon School site. But a citizen's petition turned in May 31 will also ask voters to consider whether the town should stay with two smaller schools. Selectmen decided last week to push back the date for a special town meeting, originally set for June 19, by 1 week. It will now be held June 27 at 7 p.m. at the Ipswich Performing Arts Center. This is just the latest installment in a long effort to build a new elementary school. Months ago, the school committee voted for a combined school at the Winthrop School site, where many students can walk to school. But during the annual town meeting in May, residents were asked to choose a site other than that for the school. The vote went in Doyon's favor, and the school committee then voted to change the preferred site from Winthrop to Doyon. The entire project still needs approval by town meeting and a townwide ballot. More on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Ariana McNeil. The State Police Bomb Squad got a call to a local cemetery on Sunday. Bill Newell reports.
Rick, a suspicious device found in St. Mary's Cemetery in Peabody Sunday prompted a response from the State Police Bomb Squad. Gayla Colley writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn, police responded to a 12:15 p.m. call from someone walking through the cemetery who saw the device, described by authorities as a pressure cooker unattended under a tree. Peabody police said wood was duct taped to the device and a wire was protruding from it, police also said. Peabody police immediately called state police to respond in a safer manner, with their bomb squad determining it wasn't an explosive device, police said. The Peabody police log indicates that the device was found near the St. Thomas Apostle Church, which is on Margin Street. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you. Matt Demers writes on itemlive.com, the Marblehead Jewish Community Center celebrated its 105th annual meeting Sunday morning after another successful year. President John Gilberg is quoted as saying there are many reasons why this JCC is a success story. Much of this success can be attributed to the company's growth since 2012, when they were losing almost $75,000 a month, said Howard Rich, recipient of the Samuel S. Stahl Community Service Award. The nonprofit's annual review, in 2012 was $3.8 million. Since then, it has increased to $6.1 million, according to 2016 unaudited income statements. Gilberg said much of the success has been because of the involvement of younger people in leadership who have joined the established core of leaders and volunteers. More on this story on the JCC in today's Salem News. Story written by, this is on Item Live, I beg your pardon. Matt Demers wrote this story on Item Live. Joanne Scott, executive director of the Boys and Girls Club of Salem, was a guest on Trending Now with Josh Arnold on Friday. And she pointed out that learning and fun in the summer go together at the Boys and Girls Club.
We have a summer camp program, too. And in the summer camp program, we are very concerned about summer learning loss. So in the morning, we do this thing called Brain Game. Again, it's hands-on, it's science-based, but a lot of literacy aspects around it. They work on that in their age groups for about an hour and a half. It's a program provided by the Boys and Girls Club of America. We've been doing it for 5 years. The kids love it, and it's an evidence-based program proven to prevent summer learning loss. After that, they get ready to go out every day. As long as the weather is nice, they go to a beach. They go to Canopy Lake, Boston Harbor Islands, Crane Beach. They get out and about in the community, enjoying the summer weather and being kids. So that's like one of the things that we really want our kids to be kids. So here at the club, we teach them to be respectful to each other, the staff, the building, to be kind, and to be responsible. So they are learning how to give back to their community, whether it's the club community or the greater Salem community.
That's Joanne Scott, executive director of the Boys and Girls Club of Salem. When Patty Amaral takes her position at short field alongside her Cedarbrook Farms teammates in the Cape Ann Women's Softball League on Wednesday night in Gloucester, it will not mark the start of just any softball game. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times, the 8 p.m. game between Cedarbrook and the Minglewood Tavern will be the first Under the Lights in Gloucester's Meadows Fields in nearly 2 years. It will also mark the success of an extensive Light Up Meadows campaign that Amaral and others spearheaded to repair the field, replace the lights, and revive a facility that sits alongside Veterans Memorial School. The field is a neighborhood hub of sorts for families around Webster and Fair Streets in Gloucester and parts of Friends, Sadler, and Mount Vernon Streets. So again, the grand opening of Meadows Field, reopening on Wednesday, June 7 at 7:30 p.m. with a Cape Ann Women's Softball League game. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with a North Shore Sports Update. The North Shore Navigators fell last night to Seacoast from Portsmouth, New Hampshire, 3-1. The Navs have now opened up the season 0-3. High school tournament baseball yesterday. St. John's Prep in a Super 8 game defeated Central Catholic 7-4 in Brockton. Other games, Boston Latin eliminated Triton 3-1. Linfield shut out Saugus 8-0. Softball, Lynn Classical over Haverhill 6-1. Danvers keeps winning. They topped Tewksbury 6-4. Amesbury 12, Mystic Valley 6. No action Sunday in boys or girls lacrosse involving North Shore teams. The complete brackets for MIAA tournament baseball, softball, and lacrosse are right at msonewsports.com. Weather permitting, there's plenty of tournament baseball scheduled for today. That is sports on msonewsports.com.